everybody. Well, today is Friday, and the date today is the 29th of June. We're in the year 2018, so I'm going to clear that from you. Energetic cording from the day, going back probably, from your original conception of the same day forward, and maybe even going past that, but we'll do this your lifetime here. So here we go. See if this will help you out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and a little heavy, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I'll do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Okay, that's good. And let's bring up the light being or beings on your monitor screen. So here we go, bringing peace energy to you through your internet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you have a situation happening that's kind of beyond your control or something, let's see if we can clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, I have to do a few more. We'll see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. We'll see how that helps you out. And I guess we'll turn it over to Ann. So Ann, are you out there, ready to go?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and that has been Ron Ametron speaking and doing those wonderful clearings that he always does for us at the start of the show. So thank you so much, Ron. Sounds like we really needed something lifted off of us tonight. It's a nice reminder, too, that the lightship, for the most part, doesn't give us energy. It mostly clears away the densities through the healing. So that really felt good, Ron. Thank you. Also, Ron has a website that you'll want to go to if you haven't already, if you're a new listener. And it's creationlightship.com. Also, you can ask any questions or send in any testimonials by sending an email to clsquestions@bbsradio.com or on the BBS Radio Station page, which is accessible through Ron's website on the right-hand side. There's a link to a fast chat, the Weebly form submission fast chat page, so you can send us a message that way. And Ron really enjoys questions and testimonials and just to hear what's going on. It's Friday night, so that means it's a paranormal night. Also, I'll talk more about that in a bit, but just also, if you're new or were unaware, Ron has a live healing call tomorrow, Saturday, June 30th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. The charge is $50, and it's called the Spirit in the Box, which is spirit retrieval. It's extremely empowering and a wonderful call, and Ron has generously said, do not hold back for any financial reason. Send him an email, which you can still do, and work out a payment plan so that you can get on the call. And Ron's email address is creationlightship, all spelled out, at yahoo.com. So I know I'm really looking forward to that, Ron. Thank you so much. And someone sent in a testimonial, a statement. Dear Ron, I feel the call for the spirit in the box retrieval has already begun. Such wonderful, peaceful energy came over me a few hours ago. Is this correct?
Yeah, I would say that'd probably be correct, yeah. As things start sometimes a day earlier, and there's preparation work that needs to be done. So, yeah. That happens quite often when we have these special calls. So back to you.
Okay, so what that means, also if you're not familiar, it might be your first live healing call. By the way, the link to sign up for that is right at the top of Ron's website. So if you haven't already and you want to just go in there and pay for it and sign up, you'll get the phone number and the PIN to call in tomorrow. And it's really a great, great call. I know we've heard from a lot of people that have been on it before, and this is the second time I believe you're doing this, Ron. It might even be the third, but it's a very wonderful call. Oh, and there are prerequisites. Someone was asking, you need to have done the emotional whole life healing and the mental whole life healing. Oh, and you may be on, we had several people asking, you may be on, present on the call absentee, which means you don't even have to call in. You just have to pay for the call, register, and you're automatically going to receive the energy. So if you can't call in, you don't have to worry about it. So it's Friday, as I said, and which is paranormal night. So if you have any questions, I'll just mention, Ron, that two listeners sent in what I would can only describe as the opposite of paranormal, two pictures of beautiful clouds. One is a beautiful dragon in the sky, and the other is a person did some timeline crashing. And this listener lives in New Jersey, and he sent in the pictures, too, of the sky and the clouds breaking up, and just to show us how powerful that is. So thank you very much, listeners, and we'll forward those to the administrator, and maybe they can add that to the Weebly chat page website so listeners can take a look at them. So thank you so much for sending those in. That's really great, isn't it, Ron? That's the opposite of paranormal. That's watching the clearings work.
Yeah, when I first did the timeline crashes back in New York, I think it was probably in October, the October event. I was in the New Yorker Hotel doing some timeline crashes, and I mean, I mentioned this, and all of a sudden, the hook and ladder truck pulls up, and about a half a dozen fire trucks pull up, and the sirens are all going. But each time I would do that, we'd be on the subway or something doing timeline crashes, and all of a sudden the clouds would break up, and it would look like broken pieces of ice, kind of like shattered ice cubes, kind of up in the sky, and that's the way the timeline crashes would present themselves in the clouds. So they're getting all broken up, and that's a good thing. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, yeah, that's really great. Hang on one sec. Okay, just sending out a quick message. Okay, so we have other questions here. Let me just go back into our inbox. Question for Friday. Okay. I ran the Unlimited Emotional Clearing several years ago, but didn't do the New Earth Transport for it. To transfer it now, should I write Emotional Clearing in the transfer page, or do I have to specify the date it was cleared also?
Well, you want to get it around the time that you did that, yeah. And you want to put in there what your incident was. So back to you.
Right, or for the whole life, though, like the first time you run it, because they have it unlimited.
The first time. That's fine, yeah. You can just put it in there, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I always... When I have a question like that, I ask myself, now, what would Ron say? And I know you wouldn't, you always suggest to not take shortcuts on these things. So I would send it again, not worry about the date, and just put whole life emotional healing and run it because it's really powerful to do that. Okay. Listener has a question of the other listeners. Can anyone listening tell me the date of Ron talking about the mind-to-heart drop and dipping a toe into darkness to learn how to live here? I feel like you've talked about that on quite a few shows, Ron, but maybe someone has that information and can can answer that question. You know, Ron does the Mind to Heart Drop, of course, at the end of every show. This is a listener, though. I know this person listens to the shows. But you have explained that, I don't know, is this still true on the new Earth, Ron, that we have to kind of engage with darkness sometimes, for instance, when we go to our jobs or we go grocery shopping, or can we keep all of it on the new Earth?
Well, you could keep it on the new Earth. You know, what you're doing doesn't mean that you're going to be there, but at least you could bounce back and forth. So I would say, yeah, remember, when you have situations and challenges and you get frustrated or something, you're automatically on the old Earth. That's what they taught you. That's how you lived your whole life up to now, not knowing that there's the new Earth that you can go to, you know, at ascension time and to live on now. So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, you're very well versed in living in darkness because that's what you're born into. So, yeah, it's, you know, once you get into the old patterns, timelines that are here, remember, there's no timelines at all on the on the new Earth, because there's no such thing as time. So when you find yourself in situations, you want to do timeline crashes to get off of that, then you're on the new Earth. Once you release all that negativity and cordings from you. Remember, everything is energetic cordings. That's what they do to you. And, you know, psychic attacks is energetic cordings. You know, entities, that's very similar. They cord you and come in. So the whole thing is dealing with how they're connecting to you. So back to you.
So, right. So that's fascinating, Ron. It's almost like if you stay peaceful all the time, whatever you're doing, you won't have to go into darkness, because it won't matter what's happening even around you. You're just at peace, so you're on the new Earth, and you don't really have to dip your toe into any darkness to get where you want to go or do what you need to do.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and you can tell real quick where you are if you start having conversations about something. You know, you see something, maybe a shopping center, and it's still full of cars, and now you're commenting about, boy, a lot of cars in that parking lot, or wow, there's hardly any cars there, or, man, there's a lot of white cars there in that parking lot. Well, you're dealing with timelines. So it may sound like, you know, you're trying to make conversation with somebody, but how does it relate to you? It doesn't. It doesn't relate to you at all. But now you're going into those timelines, and you're connected to all those cars, all the personalities of the cars, just because you're talking about the cars in a parking lot. So as you start to become more in the present moment, you're going to notice that you're not going to be talking much. So we'll just see if we get anybody commenting on that. But remember, the only reason why you're talking is because you want to experience timelines. And then you get all that information from other timelines, and your soul family dumps stuff to you. And you may sound, you know, very intelligent about what you're talking about, but how did it relate to you when you first started talking? You know, probably not at all. You just wanted to have a conversation with somebody about something, or maybe there was too much dead air and you wanted to talk more, to break the silence. And then you're on timelines. So we'll see what kind of comments I get tonight from people.
Yeah, that's very helpful, Ron. Thank you. Here's an interesting question someone has about tomorrow's call. Could it be done for deceased loved ones, or is it only for living people?
Well, it could be done, yeah. I could connect to their body that was here, which will have the energy of their spirit in it, and go look for their spirit. So, yeah, it could be for people who are deceased, if you want to bring more of their spirit back into the light. it's not going to necessarily, it won't help the person. They're not here any longer, but it would bring the spirit and free it. So, yeah, that could be done. So, back to you.
Okay, interesting. Question, if I do the mind-to-heart drop every 5 minutes and I'm peaceful and not in my head, is it okay to play a pleasant video game?
Well, I don't see why not, you know, but you might get quartered into the video game and take you out of your peace. Because you have to do something to think. So when you're thinking, now you're on timelines. But, you know, give it a try and to see if you stay peaceful. You might be able to do that if you're used to doing the mind to heart drop a lot. Because things that probably wouldn't bother you, you know, and take you off of no time. So back to you. You could be using your body and spirit energy to play the game, is what I'm trying to tell you, instead of your mind doing it.
Ah. So would that be the same, Ron, as if we watch a movie and are able to stay peaceful?
Yeah, same thing, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so we're skipping around a bit here, but someone has a question about artificial intelligence clearing on the alien attack page, which is on the drop-down box of alien parasitic life form. Oh, I guess they're asking to do a sample of it, and is the alien robotic program highly suggested, and are the hydraulic hoses part of that? Oh, that's a good question. So, okay, let me just make that more clear, Ron. On the alien attack page, under alien robotic program, would that help us remove some of the hydraulic hoses? And do you recommend us doing that? Or is it only done on a special call?
I don't know. There may not be enough horsepower there to do that. You could try it and just see how you feel. I would specify taking the poisons away from the hydraulic fluid. It may not have enough horsepower to take away the hoses, but it could do the poison.
Okay. Yes, and so they're, you know, saying, would you do a special conference call? If you're going to do it on the weekend calls, let us know ahead of time.
spontaneous when I do that, yeah. But maybe you can bring it up on maybe the next, maybe the first call that we do on Sunday of next month, maybe.
Okay. Maybe you can talk about this one a little, Ron. It says sample, alien entities and entity babies. Which online clearing to clear that? Like, I guess they're asking you to do a sample clearing of it, and then which online healing? And if there isn't one, could you do a special conference call to clear that?
Boy, that might be hard to do, entity babies. What we could do, I could do a special call on that, on the hoses and stuff. Again, I don't know. We'll just see. As far as entity babies, I don't know how I would do that one right off the bat here, because you got the intoxication possibly of your parents maybe being drunk or on something, you know, and entities come in, and it could even be your relatives coming into, you know, the two people, we'll say, and then all of a sudden, 9 months later, you know, after the sexual encounter, a baby pops out. And now that baby is going to be the host for the two entities that created the baby. So now you have a male and a female in the body, like an emotional body in the baby, and they're now, they created a life form by using the parent. So that's just kind of scary. But that's life here on Earth, you know. So back to you.
Well, I'll just say, though, you have a very effective, I feel, whole life entity clearing on the website. So I think we've talked about it a lot, excuse me, but that entity clearing is very important because there are a lot of entities around, and if you do the whole life entity clearing, they will stay away, especially when you're on the new Earth, I feel. They still will sneak in. Do you want to say anything else about entities, Ron, in case we have some new listeners?
Well, unfortunately, they're all around. People die every day, and that emotional body needs a host. And if you're out of your body doing something, then they can walk right in. And if not, they will look around for possibly the reason why their body died. You know, some kind of illness, we'll say, and they'll look for people with that similar illness, and especially in hospitals. And all of a sudden, you go there with a few entities, and you walk out loaded, and or maybe you're in there and you were doing pretty good at your house, but you had to go to the hospital, and the entities took you down because they're sucking all your lifeblood out of you, all your energy. So anyway, we'll kind of skip that. It gets kind of sad. But entities are all around. That's why you want to do entity clearings. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. Okay. Question. Can we visualize what we want to see on the new Earth, or is it just what we see?
Well, on the new Earth, it's what you choose to manifest. So, okay, let's just do it another way here. So, this may not be 100% correct, but it's probably 95. So every planet, before you come to it, has, in a sense, when you're in your home base energy, you decide where you want to go to. And you maybe see all the different planets around and what their habitat is and everything else like that. Temperature, you know, surroundings, you know, what color the sky is. So you pick one that you think you're going to be, you know, compatible with to have an experience. Now, along with that is all the life forms and everything that could be created on that planet. May not be there, but it could be created, and that's what the spirit of that planet is allowing you to view. So we'll just say it's the recipe book, okay? So you're not going to visualize. You're going to actually see what you can do, and then from there you can make changes if you wish. So it's not a visual thing. It's actually being there in the present moment and seeing what is available for you to step into or for you to manifest. And then the spirit of the planet would help you in the manifestation if you wanted something that was not created as yet, because it has to have that spirit energy in it. And then after you leave, it's possible that you could dematerialize what you created. Okay, the body itself of what you're living in, definitely you can do that. But maybe the Earth spirit wants to keep, you know, that wonderful puppy blue cloud in the sky that you wanted to, you know, see every day. So it would leave it there in its creation. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Another question about the spirit in the box. A deceased loved one died last week. has not done any clearing. Do I need to do deceased loved one emotional and or spirit form before doing the spirit in the box?
Yeah, I would definitely do the spirit one. Because you want to protect and save the spirit so it doesn't get taken sideways. Yeah, if the person has had some clearings already, sounds like they haven't, but we'll just say that they have had a few because you chose to do a couple clearings for them, and now they're no longer here, then you have those on the earth transport, so part of their body would be also there. But you definitely want to do, you know, the deceased loved one spirit clearing. The emotional one you can do anytime. That's just the emotional body being stuck here and visiting relatives and everything else, which may not, you know, it may not be good, but it's, you know, you need to get the spirit out of here to protect that. So back to you.
Right. So again, that's a wonderful clearing Ron offers on his website, deceased loved one's spirit and emotional clearing. So when people die, you do want to get in there and do that. So thank you, Ron. Someone wrote in about talking. Ron, you are so right. I'm in peace most of the time and love it. I have no desire to talk to anyone. So when I get trapped by someone in public that wants to talk, I have to get very creative and remove myself very quickly. I find mindless chatter very annoying. Takes me out of my peace, and I won't let that happen.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. You know, another question about tomorrow's call. Can our pets be included for free in the Spirit in the Box call tomorrow?
I don't think the pets and animals are in a box.
Yes, I think you said that before, you know, Ron. Yeah.
You could include them, but I don't think it's going to do any good. But you could include them if you wish, for free.
Right. Okay. Someone wrote in regarding alien entities and babies and also shadow babies used in the abortion and stillbirth or whole life entities or alien attack page in specific incident or skin aura clearing and then timeline crash them. So thank you very much, listeners. That's someone writing in to help the person who has the question about entity and alien babies. So that's a lot of clearings. There, Ron put a special has a special abortion clearing on the website. Again, entities, the alien attack page, the skin auric clearing, and then timeline crash. So really great suggestions.
Yeah, the one clearing I think is the I think it's on the left hand side near the bottom. It says like women's clearing or something like that, I believe.
Yes, it's on the website on the left. Let me just look.
So that's for miscarriages and abortions and things. And it's I set it up for, I'll just use the word the mother, but it's also the father, but mainly the mother, you know, with the guilt and then how everybody feels about the abortion, the doctors and nurses, your relatives, your parents. You know, your minister or whatever, you know, it goes on, your neighbors, and it's all that energy being directed to you for a decision that you're making, okay? And so it tends to, you know, eliminate that. And also it's for the, you know, the male. And even the male could do it, even if they're separated, in a divorce or separation. And, you know, the male is feeling upset, you know, maybe for 10 years because their ex had that done without confronting him or you know. So it could work for you, too. And it's just a lot of, you know, it's that courting stuff again. how people are judging you for, you know, making a decision. And you could have, you know, 500 cords on you instantly from all these people who heard about it. And I put it up probably mainly because of maybe like, say, a 16-year-old or 14-year-old, you know, girl who has had that done. And now, you know, all the classmates see her and they go, where's, you know, we knew you were pregnant. Where's your child, you know? And the whole school now knows that she had an abortion. So that's sort of why I put it up, because I saw this. It could ruin your life forever, you know. So if you're listening and you know someone that's happened to, you can run that for them if you wish, because, like I say, the Spirit always says yes. So you could run that for a person that you don't even really know. Maybe you heard about them, you could do it for this one. Or maybe you know somebody or heard somebody about, you know, having that situation. So, you know, it's to free the person, basically, I guess, of guilt or being courted with all the judgments of other people attacking that person. It's all psychic attacks. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. So I was looking as you were talking on the emails here, and I forgot that we have already, or you have already, set up the July healing, special healing call, and it's removal of cloned skin particles, and it includes hydraulic hose repair and toxic residue cleanup. So someone was asking about that earlier in the show, that maybe you could do a special call, and you are, in fact, going to do that. And that is July 14th, again, Saturday at 1 p.m., and it's only $20. If you don't have...
Sorry? Great. That's great. So it's 2 weeks away. That's good.
Yeah, that's going to be really great. I don't think this is the case, Ron, but I just wanted to check. Is there any clearing we should do in preparation for tomorrow? I was thinking about some timeline crashes I was doing today ended, and I was going to start some new ones in the morning, but should I perhaps not do that? Would it be better to not be running timeline crashes tomorrow, or does any of that matter?
It probably wouldn't matter. In fact, I probably wouldn't run any tomorrow. Just have your energy system kind of freed up and get peaceful. Because the call is pretty heavy.
Okay.
At least, you know, it's heavy for me. It's a really heavy call. You know, seeing this stuff, you know, what's going on, you know, it's, and I would hope that people on the call are not going to want to try to look. Just, you know, feel your spirit coming back to you. Don't look to see what it's went through, because it's like devastating to watch and look at. And anyway, just be peaceful during the call tomorrow.
Okay,
so
great.
So you actually feel, the reason is you want to feel your spirit coming back into you. If you have timeline crashes going on, that's going to bring, you know, your spirit back to you also. But, you know, you probably want to feel your spirit that's been in the box for eons coming back to you. And for some people, it's pretty emotional when it comes back. And you can feel the presence, and it's quite nice.
Yeah, that's great. It really is wonderful. Okay, so a listener wrote in, if you have to go to the hospital, bring your laptop or phone and continuously run the entity clearings. Yes,
that's a good one. Yes.
Just as you've suggested, we do if we travel, bring them in the car with us if we can. And I've done that a few times. It works very well.
Yeah, and if you're going in for an operation, you may want to do an entity clearing on the doctor or have somebody do that, because you don't want some entities to come in to play doctor in the doctor's body. and to mess something up or to have fun, you know. So I won't go too far into that. But even when you go to the dentist, you know, do that too. Because you don't know who and what's in that body of that person. So hopefully it's the one that was schooled and has all the knowledge on in their profession of 100% perfection. So back to you.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, that regarding the spirit in the box, deceased loved one, how long ago, if you've done the deceased loved one emotional and spirit 10 years ago and over 2 years ago, one was not done right after the person died. So I guess they're asking if the person's been deceased quite a while, can you still do the spirit in the box tomorrow?
Yeah, you could.
Okay. And is there a time limit, Ron? For instance, if you have a deceased loved one that you'd like to suggest that we get the spirit part done by?
Is there what again? Is there a time?
Well, you've said the emotional you could do any time, but what about the spirit? I know you say the quicker the better. Is it a week? Is it 3 days?
Oh, yeah. Somebody just, typically a couple of weeks to 3 weeks before the darkness, you know, catches you and takes you away. So, yeah, you want to do that on the deceased loved one's spirit clearing within probably a couple of weeks for sure, you know. I think most people listening, if that were to happen to somebody or one of their close friends, they'd probably do it within the first few days. But, yeah, you know, a couple of weeks is probably, I'd say, on the outside. 3 weeks probably maximum. But get it as soon as you can. As far as the spirit in the box goes, you know, we could be getting spirit fragments from you that was in a box for 50,000 years or longer. So this is quite interesting, you know, to bring in more of you to your body. It's not just from this lifetime. In fact, it's probably not from this lifetime. It's from, you know, the older incarnations of you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone is asking, again, in regards to the call tomorrow, the last spirit in the box clearing, the sovereign soldiers were involved. And will they be doing it with us tomorrow or be involved in it tomorrow as well?
Well, I could work on, that's a hard one to answer. There are ones that may want to be on the call too, so they could be on it, number one. I really don't need them around to protect anything, but if something happens, they could be around to protect, you know, this process. So for that, they could be here. I only work in the moment, so it's a little hard for me to, you know, tell you what, if they'd be involved or not. I wasn't planning on having them here, but that they could be.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, if they're needed, they could show up. Yes, so anyway, back to you.
Okay, right.
So I should say that if they're needed, they will automatically show up. Let's put it that way. And the Vikings would be here first, right off the bat. In fact, the Vikings will be here watching and guarding and protecting what we're doing. So I can say that's for sure as I look more into it in the moment here. Yes, the Vikings will be assisting for protection.
Well, thank you very much, listener, for asking that question, because I think it helped Ron go a little into the head there, and that's great, Ron. Okay. So a listener sent
that's,
in.
That's what I'll do. What I'll bring in case you're a new listener and you go, the Vikings, you know, who are they? What are they? How do they? Why are they helping out, et cetera? So I'll bring the Vikings into your. I'll bring the Vikings into your room right now. So this will be a little treat for you, and you can feel the energy change. So here they come. If you don't want them, just say no, and they won't show up. But if you're kind of interested, here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, they're there. They're in your room. So you may feel the presence of them. So, anyway, we'll release them now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Okay, they're gone. So back
all
to you.
All right.
And
okay. Possible Earth shift causes. This came up last week a couple of times. The World Soccer Championships have been going on for a week now. Millions of people. Generating emotion and thought for their national teams to win, as well as cursing the other teams to lose. That's a lot of free energy floating about. Blessings.
Yeah, the aliens are having a feast.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. I know that's going on. Okay. Question about shadow bodies. I have done the intensive call, but can it be done on the alien attack page? Or can you do another special call, I guess, for shadow bodies?
Well, we could, I guess. Maybe we could do a call with a few other bodies. Maybe we could do something with the web coat and the slime, maybe. Maybe you can take some notes in and see what happens. Sludge and slime and web coat and maybe shadow bodies.
Okay. So a listener wrote in that the person, I think right at the beginning of the show, I read that someone wanted to know where you talk about dipping your toe into darkness and also the mind to heart drop. Well, that was the archived show that ran this past Wednesday, and that was the very first show that Ron did in 2013 on a different radio network. It was called CTR, and BBS is graciously running those as archives for us. But you can link to that through Ron's website. On the right-hand side, you'll see a link that says CTR, and the archives are all there, and that was the very first one. And they're also running on Thursdays and Sundays, and you can find all of that on the BBS radio station page. They're a really informative group of shows Ron did. Back then, I think it was 2013 and 14. So I hope that helps the listener, though. Things have sort of changed since then as well. As Ron said earlier, there's sort of a different method of staying in peace than we used to have to do, and we don't have to deal with the darkness so much. Okay, someone is saying, thank you, Ron, for the belief system clearing gifted to us on the Sunday intensive. That we can use for 5 weeks. So can this be made available to those not on that call or online, and how, and what is the price? So on last Sunday's call, in case you were absentee and didn't hear this, send an email to Ron, to creationlightship@yahoo.com, or you can send it to CLS questions at BBS Radio, and you'll get the code to the special clearing that Ron has on the website. It's a whole life clearing meant for physical conditions that you need cleared, and you can purchase that anytime. I know many people have it who do a lot of healings because it's a wonderful healing. So Ron, as a gift, is allowing people on the Sunday call to use it for a special situation for 5 weeks, which is belief that the healings are working. And so if you missed that, if you were on a registered listener or registered participant, rather, on last Sunday's 6-hour call, just and you missed that, send an email. Now, meantime, Ron, if you have that special healing already, or you now buy it, hearing this, can other people do that same thing? Or was that only for attendees of the call?
Yeah, anybody could, if they bought that clearing, they can run the belief one.
Okay.
So and I would suggest running that if you already have it. Maybe you have it just to use for special situations, you know, when you have the unlimited version. So, yeah, go in there and put in the belief. It's to strengthen your belief that you're able to heal. That's what it basically is. Heal, get put back into balance, have stuff leave you, know that when things leave you that it's done. You know, you don't have to go back and lift the carrot up or whatever or dig it out of the trash can to see if you got rid of it. You know, the belief is what you need to have ingrained in you. So that's the kind of the whole process. So it's the belief that you need to bring forth more of the healing energy. So I guess the opposite would be like self-doubt, okay, in a sense. So you don't want to have that. So you want to have belief that it's working and that it is working or has worked.
Could you type in, Ron, doubt about Creation Lightship healings working completely?
I guess you could do that. Mainly it's to get you into the positive energy, you know, or just to know that, you know, you need to open up the energy system in you for belief. That's what you're trying to do. Maybe blocked off.
Okay.
Okay, so you're opening up that energy channel for belief. So you can know that when a healing is completed, that it's done.
Okay, that's great. Wow, we're so close. Well, the show's going by really fast. Another question, boy, a lot of people are doing that alien attack clearing this week, Ron, or this month, and that's really great.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah, get rid of it all.
Yeah, we got to set up the hour, I think. So we got, about 10 minutes or something?
Oh, okay. Okay, good. So they have a question about it. Should we do both the in and out of time option on the alien attack page?
Yeah, I guess you could. I don't. There shouldn't be too much going on out of time. You know. There's different ways to look at that. I'm looking at it as if the alien stopped time on you and they're still hooked up. So, yeah, you know, if they're still hooked up to you, then, yeah, that would be good to do. And then they activate the timeline in 5 minutes and you're still on it. So I would say probably yes.
What I do is whatever I'm clearing on that healing, which is huge and long and very thorough, I open two pages that are identical, one in time and one out of time, and run them at the same time for the same amount of time. And that's always felt the best to me, if that's helpful. Okay, Ron, we have a question about clones, perfect for tonight. Because there's no more galactic wet street, does that mean people who are not doing clearings are human? And for me, I did the clone removal call quite a while ago, and when I did the mind-to-heart drop and said, make me real, I felt myself coming down to earth and becoming real. Does that mean I was a clone and that I wasn't being switched out before I did the mind-to-heart drop, or am I human 24/7?
That's too hard of a question to answer, because nothing is finite. So what I can say is each time you do the mind-to-heart drop, you are becoming real just by doing that, because you're getting off of timelines. But I can't say that you were a clone or what else, because, you know, that 10-minute segment now has been taken away. So, you know, you're not necessarily a cloned human, but you still could be on timelines having that done to you. Remember, they're in control of time, and they can still be operating on timelines, you know, we'll just say 2 years ago, and putting you onto those when they were in control of that. So it's quite a complicated, you know, it's actually like a mess, you know. Nothing is 100%. Except the mind-to-heart drop, I could say, always works 100% of the time. If it doesn't work for you, then I could probably almost guarantee that you are not human. So, back to you.
Wow, yeah, I can't imagine that not working. And I wouldn't think anyone who is that, you know, not in their bodies would even be listening to you, Ron. So we have an email here with an important question, actually, and it's a little long, so I'm just going to edit it. But this person was, they know now, of course, unfortunately involved with a guru who was knowingly or unknowingly hooked up to aliens. And unfortunately, at the time, she had a young son, and he took to this person and the teachings also. And this person now does creation lightship healings and is free of that, but the son is not, and still, unfortunately, meditates, etc. Even says he, you know, feels this energy coming into him, and he's not interested in anything she tries to share. So are there any suggestions or insights you can offer me regarding my son? I can't help, but I'm very concerned, and of course, I also feel responsible. Many deep thanks for any help, and also with all the help you are always giving.
You could do timeline crashes on the guru and your son. You could disconnect them energetically, you know, through the cording, whole lifetime, you know, cording release. That might be your best thing. Maybe the dark side practitioner clearing, since you know the person's name. And maybe an entity clearing. Remember, when you do entities, you want to stay on it, you know, a lot. Maybe do it once a day or something. That's why you need to get the unlimited for that and just keep on it and on it. You could have something with the religion indoctrination clearing. That could help to release this person. Remember, what you're trying to do is to release the guru from your son. None of the clearings can force your son to be released, okay? But you could, the clearings will help to get rid of something that's coming to your son. So that's, I want to be clear on that aspect. The next thing is, like I said, entities. Maybe the guru put entities in the person and they're not themselves. I would ask if the person's, your son's, is his eyes glossed over, you know? Wife's on Nobody Home. So that's probably my only suggestions, I think. Maybe somebody else might have something. It also deals with mind energy. Maybe the mind matrix got them. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Would Dark Side Practitioner help, done for her son?
Yeah, that's what I mentioned. Do that one.
Oh, okay. And what
about Porter? You've got to do that a lot on entities a lot.
Yeah. Would the guru be courting the boy still, or?
Yeah, very possibly, yeah. Even if the guru is dead, you can still be courted by these things.
Oh, the guru is dead, by the way. They mentioned that.
The guru could be still courting the people from the beyond.
Okay. I know. I thought of one other thing. Would it be helpful to do the Be Here Now clearing for her son
every once in a while? That would work. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, to just get him in the moment.
I put that one up for that, you know, because you couldn't do the Mind of Heart Drop for them, but you could do the Be Here Now. That's why I left the Be Here Now up on the website. Maybe for that reason, for other people. Yes. Uh huh.
Wonderful. Okay, someone just sent in an email now about subliminal programming from the social media, different sites. I don't want to say what they are on the air, but apparently there's a big group of former government people, decoders, intelligence agents, and they're doing some subliminal messaging on there. And apparently people, especially on drugs, who are a little weaker maybe, are really, you know, fall for this easily and get manipulated, and they're sending out a very negative message. So how do we help clear this interference? Can we do timeline crashes? Can we natal barcode clear these words? Should we do word intercept? Pardon?
So I guess you got hooked into a site on the internet and you read about this here, I guess. That's what I'm, you know, assuming. You can do, you know, all those things. All the different clearings should help it. But, you know, disentangle yourself from it. And at that point, then you're done. You can't really continuously do something to a site to invalidate it, because it only pertains to you, and that's what the website is about. It's not there to save the world or to save the planet by doing a lot of clearings, you know, or to save the people, you know. It's only designed for you. So you don't want to get courted into something where you think you have to do something to help other people out. Put the energy that you're expelling and using, you know, on yourself, and do clearings for yourself. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Well, Ron, it's already 5 after. Thank you, BBS.
Okay.
But just real quick, someone wrote in, more brain partitions, please. And then we'll say goodbye and hope to see everyone on the call tomorrow, or see you on the light ship, as Ron always says. And also, there's another show tomorrow night at 7 p.m., BBS Radio, Saturday Night Live on the light ship. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Yeah, we could do maybe a brain partition call maybe the last Saturday of next month, possibly. We'll just see how that looks, because that might work out good. So here we go. Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real, counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10987654321. 10987654321. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, and see you later. Have a wonderful evening. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, listeners.